Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm eager to talk to you today about some of the things that we're learning and developing and working on at the National Center for Biblical Parenting. And I'm grateful to have Elena Svetzlot here. She's one of our coaches who trains parents and also has helped us greatly at the National Center for Biblical Parenting. So I appreciate partnering with her in these podcasts as well. So Elena, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Scott. Welcome to everyone listening. We are going to be starting a new series today on something you've been working on for a while. And I'm actually very excited to work with you on this and to share with our audience, with the parents listening, with those who are interested in learning more about parenting. Every part of this topics that we put together. So recently you have gone through a series of 13 sessions with specific topics based on different ways in which we can reach the hearts of our children. And today we want to start just with a introduction and just to think and talk about heart-based approach to parenting, what it is, what exactly is that, and how is that different compared to other approaches? How is that going to help children and parents to reach change in their lives? So Dr. Scott, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to record the sessions. I really enjoy it as well. Let's start because you are, of course, the initiator of this approach. Let's start by just introducing it. I'm sure many parents are already aware of it and what it is, but I'm sure new reminder won't hurt anyone.
The heart-based approach is a strategic approach that we developed based on our understanding of what God has done in His Word. First, we did a study of the heart, because I think a lot of people, when you talk about the heart, they want to reach their kids' hearts. Everybody wants to reach their kids' hearts, but they don't know what it is that they're doing, at least from a biblical perspective. Sometimes they think what they're trying to do is, you know, reach deep into a child's thinking or connect with them emotionally or something like that. But the Bible has a lot of things to say about what the heart is. Mm-hmm. So that's what we started. We started with this, what does the Bible say the heart is? So 750 times the word heart is used in the Bible. Mm. And we looked at every one of those and categorized them and put them into actually boxes. Back then when we were doing it, we'd print out the scriptures and cut out parts of it and separate them all. And we found 9 functions of the heart that were kind of fascinating. Then after that, we developed these 7 tools that we use to actually bring about change in a child's heart based on our understanding of how God works with us. So God is our Heavenly Father, and He brings about change in our lives. He calls that process sanctification. So if we can embrace many of the tools that God is using as He's working with us, then we can see the same success in changing someone as God sees in changing us. So that was really powerful too. So once we started doing that, now we've got this overarching principle of what is the heart. Then we start saying, what are the tools God uses to change us? Then we start developing techniques. So techniques then are very practical. And parents are often saying, okay, how do I deal with arguing? Or what do I do with screen time? Or what about sibling conflict? And so that's why I created this 13-part course that deals with specific topics. And parents are loving it. They're saying, boy, this is what I need. I want to run this as a small group in my church, or I want to use this with my husband to get on the same page. I mean, this is such an interesting application of all of these things. But you have to realize it starts with an understanding of the heart. So if you just try to jump into techniques, then you might be disappointed, because it's not just the techniques that we develop that bring about the change. It's an understanding of what it means to zero in on a child's heart in practical ways. So that's what we tried to do in this whole training course that I developed.
Yeah, and that's a really comprehensive summary. And I think if parents are familiar with our podcast, they will have been through some of the techniques already. But we talk a lot also about strategy, and we actually say that the biblical parenting heart work that we're doing is a strategic way to reach the heart of a child. And we call it that because before we go to the strategy, to the tactical part, we need to understand what precisely do we need and how do we need to approach it. And we need to look at it from a 10K foot above, just to have that understanding of what's happening in a child's heart. And I really love that it really accomplishes what it says. I have tried it on my own children, and I can say that it's been really transformational, and I really can recommend it to anyone that has children and that wants to try something that really is going to make an impact. So I know that we're gonna go through all of these strategic parts. We're gonna explain a lot of how we are starting and how we're thinking about this parenting approach. Dr. Scott, how is it different than other parenting approaches that maybe parents have heard about or have tried in the past?
Yes, I get questions all the time, and I often look at other parenting approaches myself to just see what are people attracted to nowadays. And, you know, I would say that you can find good in a lot of different ideas that are out there to help parents work with their children. I just think that the heart-based approach that we've taken from Scripture is the most powerful thing that brings about change. And I've got people who come to me after trying some of the various strategies that are out there, and they're saying, you know, this isn't working. And I say, well, let's work on this, and let me show you what this looks like. So I had a client earlier this year who said she gave a whole list of all these things she tried, and now she's coming to me. And I'm glad she's trying all these different things. You know, who knows what one thing will click with a child, but she is so thrilled with now. This just rings true for her because she's a Christian, and the things we start saying actually come from our understanding of God's word, and so it's pretty powerful. So, I mean, one big way that parents discipline today is using reward and punishment. Hmm. And what we say right away is, let's move away from that. I mean, that's so transactional, and it just does damage in children's lives. Here's why. Okay, if you keep saying to a child, I'll give you what you want if you do what I say, you know, and it starts when kids are young, clean up your toys and I'll give you a snack and finish your homework and you can go out and play. And if you want some video time, then you need to do this. And so there's this transactional approach. Just think about that from a heart level for a moment. What does that do? That appeals to the selfishness inside of a child. That's what makes it so dangerous. Because it just grows selfishness. And then we end up with kids who are entitled and they have a hard time with correction because they've never developed humility in their lives. Let's just talk about the whole self-esteem movement for a moment. Because in the self-esteem movement, the whole idea is to make kids feel good about themselves, tell them how brave and strong they are and how powerful they are. So when you try to correct them, it requires humility. Humility points out weakness. And children don't know what to do with their weaknesses, so they react to correction. They don't know how to address that. So I just have spent a lot of time trying to help parents look for these heart-based strategies that really turn the corner for them. And parents are able to help their children develop humility or learn to respond better to correction or develop a sense of obligation inside that helps them to be internally motivated instead of externally motivated. These things are just really powerful. And so we apply them then to all these various subjects.
Yeah, I think the first time you come to hear about the approach and what we present with our heart-based approach to parenting, many parents are a bit surprised because they cannot believe that this can happen in the heart of a child when you talk about taking initiative of making decisions from their heart in ways in which they haven't done it before. I think it can be really a bit, it can seem as something that cannot happen. So yeah, I completely understand why sometimes it can be challenging for parents to choose this compared to the ways in which it's more tangible and they just want to give rewards after something has been well done. And so, but I think also that the fact that we work with a biblical approach and we rely on God to change the hearts of our children, that has such a power, and it just has to go hand in hand. In my experience, like you said, Dr. Scott, in the beginning, this was based and created on you know, based on the Bible and based on what the Bible says. And I think that's a really differentiator compared to the other ways in which parents can parent their children. Is that so?
I would say so. I think that because it's biblically based, parents first of all, connect with it and they say, oh man, this makes sense. Mm. Number two, it ties their parenting into their faith. And thirdly, it works. God's the one who set up he's the one who created our hearts. He set up the way that the world works. And so when we make changes in the way we parent and we do it in a way that's in alignment with the way God built a child, then we see these big changes take place. Mm-hmm. You know, I've trained over 500 biblical parenting coaches now, and they use these 7 tools to work with families. And it's like every time they meet, they create a prescription unique for that child that comes out of the different 7 tools. And they present that to the parent. The parent goes and practices and reports back. And we're talking about an 8-week program. And parents are so surprised that their children change. These are kids who have struggles with ADHD or autism or sensory processing disorders or auditory processing disorders. These are children who have patterns of defiance or disrespect or arguing, you know. And what we see is major change in 8 weeks. I'm not saying kids are going to be angels, but man, parents go away saying, I can't believe we made so much change in such a short period of time. And many parents describe it as a miracle. Just because
it is
what God does in our lives. You know, he likes to do miracles, and his word is one of those things that brings about those miracles. So we just take the ideas and bring them to bear in people's hearts, and parents change and kids change too. It's great.
It is. It's a win-win situation, and you cannot really talk about it in real terms until you experience it. So I really encourage parents to read about it and try it themselves. And I'm just so always blown away by how much work you put into this, Dr. Scott, and the amount of effort and energy that you almost dedicate your life to talk about this. And it's really, really encouraging also for parents and for, children also, because I think that we don't have a lot of, tools out there. We don't have a lot of other places to go to learn about parenting. There are many families that are broken, that are coming from places where they never knew how to parent. We became parents. So I'm so honored by, and so it's so great to have all these tools available to us. For those who don't know, if you go to biblicalparenting.org, you'll find a lot of information, a lot of material there, free of charge, that you can read and learn more about. But let's talk about this news, the series that you've done. We want to bring that series was on a video format. We want to bring that series on a podcast format. We're talking about 13 different topics that we're going to cover. Dr. Scott, would you like to introduce it to our audience?
Yeah, the whole product is called How a Heart-Based Approach Changes Everything. And there are 13 different sessions, each one 22 minutes. There's a leader's guide that accompanies these so that you could use it in a small group. And there's a book that has a chapter on each one that helps parents who like to read about it. They can do that. And that book has a little more information than we're able to cover in the video sessions. But here are just some of the topics that parents are enjoying. One is how to stop the arguing. Building cooperation instead of conflict. The second one, managing screen time without losing your mind. The third one is the secret to raising responsible kids. And we talk about what internal motivation looks like. The fourth one is discipline that changes the heart, not just behavior. That's a whole series on a whole session on correction. Another one is taming emotional outbursts and helping kids with big feeling. Another one is from disrespect to honor, changing the tone in your home. The point is a heart-based approach is very practical, and with practice, and in kind of a different way of interacting with children, we can avoid the pitfalls that often inadvertently encourage children in the wrong direction, and we can move them in the direction that's most appropriate. Another one is sibling rivalry, turning conflict into character growth. Here's another one. What to do when kids say no? That's dealing with defiance in children. Here's another one, developing integrity in the digital age. The 10th one is from entitlement to gratitude, changing a me-first mentality. Number 11 is helping your child develop a spiritual foundation, just a practical way of addressing that challenge that many parents want answers for. And the next one is how to create a plan for a challenging child. And well, that's where we lay out the 7 tools just for parents so they can have and understand what they are and have a strategy, as you said. And then the last one is training the conscience, the ultimate parenting tool, which is really about building internal motivation again. Yeah. This is what we want to do. We want to help parents make major changes in the lives of their children. This is a great course, and they can learn about it more at biblicalparenting.org. It's just a great tool that can be used in a family, but also can be used in a church.
Yeah, really exciting to go through this. I think every single parent listening can identify with at least three or four of these titles and would like to know more. And if you are one of those parents, we really would like to invite you to listen to these sessions. They will be coming up in the next few weeks. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast and you like it so you can get updates whenever there is a new episode coming out. Dr. Scott, I'm very excited to learn more. I'm really excited to share this with other parents, and looking forward to be speaking to you next time. And when we're going to be starting with the first topic, which is how to stop the arguing, building cooperation instead of conflict. Until then, do you have any final thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that idea. That's not about learning new techniques. It's really about an overall different approach to parenting. There's so many different ideas that we present on a strategy level that if parents can grasp this, it just changes the whole way that they parent. So think big as you're working with your kids, and good things will happen as you apply the principles from God's word to your parenting.